Streamlining and automating processes in my business is basically my love language. And on today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my three favorite automations that I believe every business needs in their business. So stay tuned. What change becomes possible when 100,000 people are impacted by your work? This question came to me one day, and I have been working to find the answer ever since. Hi, I'm Jess, and I help online course creators amplify their influence and create a movement with their message. And on this podcast, I am sharing the simple strategies and systems to help you impact more people with your programs so you can create quantum growth in your industry. You are listening to the Quantum Course Creator Podcast. Hey there, and welcome back to the Quantum Course Creator Podcast. Jess here, and today I am talking about one of my favorite topics, which is automation. Automation is such a powerful tool in your business, especially if you have repetitive tasks that you end up doing over and over and over again. Oftentimes, as a business owner, we find ourselves doing these same things over and over again and trying to create a system for it and ultimately hire somebody to do it or find ways to save time and energy on these things. And that's where automations come in. There's a lot of different softwares and a lot of different tools that can be used to create automation in your business. And on today's podcast, I'm going to talk about three different systems that you can and should automate in your business that will help things run smoother and just streamline your whole client process. So let's dig in. The first one that I want to talk about is upsells, downsells, and cart abandonment automations. These are things that I feel like are an afterthought for most people, right? When you create your program and you create the checkout page, you think, okay, I'm going to launch my course, I'm going to have the payment options, and they're going to buy my course, and then we're just going to move forward, right? Like, we think that far ahead, but we don't tend to think further into the customer journey of what happens next. And there can be an opportunity to optimize revenue and also serve your clients in a bigger way using things like upsells, downsells, and cart abandonment emails. So, what are these things? I feel like these are buzzwords that if you know what they are, cool. But if you aren't familiar, an upsell is an opportunity after the purchase or during the purchase to add something on. It's kind of like the, but wait, there's more, right? And so imagine your client is going through the process, they purchase your program, and right there at checkout, there's an option to add on a bonus for a nominal fee. This is often called a one-click upsell and something that tends to have a fairly high conversion rate. In my own business, I see a 40 to 45% conversion rate on the one-click upsell. That means that 40 to 45% of people who purchase the program add on the upsell. And that's a really great way to increase revenue, but also to like increase customer value, increase cart value, but also to serve your audience in another way that they may need additional help with. And what's cool is because it's optional, you know that the people who are purchasing the one-click upsell are often like they're even more qualified and they're more invested in getting the results that they are looking for. So that is at the point of checkout. You may have seen these before where like there's a little checkbox or like a, hey, add this on for just $9 or whatever. That would be a one-click upsell. So that's one type of upsell that I absolutely recommend having in your checkout process. The second type of upsell is actually after the purchase. And again, you may have seen this before, right? You may purchase a low ticket item and then it's like, hey, for just the next 9 minutes, you can buy this program that's normally $500 for just $99. And this is called an upsell. So what this does is it gives somebody who's already bought something a chance to get an exclusive deal on something else. Again, the psychology here is that once somebody has purchased something, they're more likely to continue purchasing something, right? A buyer is more qualified to buy more things. And so by positioning an upsell after the purchase, you can really speak to the most qualified buyer, right? Because they just bought something, but also offer another opportunity to serve them in a bigger way. Some examples of upsells that I've seen work really well is adding on coaching, adding on like a bonus one-on-one coaching call, or adding on a coaching container on top of maybe a DIY course. Another thing is adding in some kind of done-for-you option, like templates or fast, like templates and my brain is spacing, but other things like that, like things that are done for them that they can add on that'll save them time. And another thing, checklist was the word I was looking for. Here we go. Checklists, templates, etc. And cheat sheets. Good gravy. It was cheat sheets, checklist, templates. Moving on. So that's another really good upsell. And another upsell would be like a completely bonus program that isn't necessarily obviously isn't included in the original purchase, but also solves a problem that that person may have. So for example, if you have a program about launching, maybe you have a secondary program about content and they can get that content program with the launching program all in like as an upsell. So that's another example. Another thing that I've seen people do is offer a pay in full upsell. So if somebody buys the payment plan, it's kind of a one last chance to be like, hey, you can save some money if you pay in full. And it kind of reminds them if they bought the payment plan that they can upgrade to pay in full in that one moment and still honor that original discount. So there's some different things that you can do here, but having an upsell will also, like with the one click, it will increase cart value, increase lifetime customer value, and really speak to the warmest leads because they're already buying from you. The third thing is a downsell. So a downsell is for somebody who did not purchase the program. So the psychology around this is that somebody who almost purchased your program was a qualified lead, but maybe there was a reason why that was not the best fit for them. Oftentimes price or time commitment come up in this area. And that's where you can qualify somebody for a downsell. A downsell is a less expensive, less commitment level, smaller version of something that will help them solve their problem. So it's obviously not the same as your course, but it can maybe give them the first step or two to really get them moving. And then it can qualify them as a buyer for your course. So another example is if somebody wants to buy your program, but they're not quite there yet, they're not quite ready yet, you can give them the first couple steps in a downsell to then make them a qualified lead for your signature program. So there's a few different ways to position a downsell, but a downsell is typically a much lower price, a hell yes price, if you will, a price that they're like, oh, I was considering the $9.97, but now this is just $97, like of course I'm in. And it can really, again, with the idea that a buyer will be more likely to buy, it creates a buyer out of somebody who previously would not have purchased, right? Because it was out of their price range or wasn't exactly what they were looking for. So by getting them to purchase a downsell, you qualify them as a buyer, and then you can later upsell them into the signature course. And so you can kind of slide them on that scale. Different sales platforms have automated downsells. So if somebody goes to your checkout page and decides not to buy, it positions a downsell to them. Another great way to position a downsell is through a cart abandonment email sequence. So a cart abandonment sequence is when somebody goes to your checkout page and doesn't buy, it's like, hey, you left this in your cart. You may have seen these before on like Shopify sites or other like e-commerce sites where it's like, hey, you put all this cart together and you didn't buy it. Are you still interested? And these can be super helpful for a few reasons. One, people forget what they're doing. I don't know about you. I have like diagnosed ADHD. I often forget what I'm doing. Also, you have no idea where I am, where I initiate that purchase, right? I could be in the school pickup line. I could be going to the bathroom. I could be doing any number of things in which I am interrupted and distracted from what I was initially doing. So I love a cart abandonment email to remind me that I was going to purchase something before I forget. And so if you feel like they might be invasive, think about it from a place of trying to remind your client or potential client what they were doing. And that's something that I greatly appreciate and oftentimes will go finish my purchase when I get a cart abandonment email rather than like 3 weeks later being like, crap, I never finished purchasing that. They should do that with texts, right? Like remind you that you were writing a text, but you never sent it. That would be super helpful. But cart abandonment emails can also be a really great place to downsell because, again, you assume that the person goes into the cart with the intention to buy and then makes a decision not to do so for whatever reason. So then you can offer them a downsell in that cart abandonment email and say like, hey, maybe this wasn't the best fit for you, but would you be interested in getting started for this lower price point? And so it's another opportunity to downsell them through that buyer intent, right? They intended to buy, they went to the checkout page, but then they changed their mind and you can then remind them like, hey, did you forget to check out? And give them an opportunity to get in at a lower price point and do a downsell. So that's the second type of automation. Or actually, I think I talked about that one first. So the first type of automation is adding on sales automations with a client up with an upsell, a downsell, and a cart abandonment email. And these can be really helpful tools in increasing your cart value, increasing lifetime customer value, and also giving value to your clients by providing them with something else that they may need within that checkout process. So the second type of automation that I recommend in your business is a client onboarding automation. This is something that I think that can have such a massive impact, but is also something that's often overlooked, right? Again, when you're first setting up your course, you're first setting up the process, your one-track mind is on like, get them to purchase it, then I will deliver it. But there's this opportunity to create a bridge from purchase to delivery called an onboarding sequence. And really, in my opinion, the better somebody is onboarded, the more likely they are to complete the program and the better experience that they're going to have. And so skipping this isn't going to kill you, but adding it in can really serve you and your clients in your course. So an onboarding sequence is initiated from the purchase. So when somebody purchases something, it creates an automation that sends them through an onboarding experience. Oftentimes, I recommend an onboarding experience have some kind of welcome email, welcoming them to the program, have some kind of data gathering opportunity, like a survey, getting their like before picture basically, and kind of understanding where they're at, why they purchased the program, if they were referred by anybody, what their expectations are, if they have any specific questions, just kind of gathering where they're at going into purchasing the program. And then third is creating that compliance with the program. So oftentimes people will purchase something and then kind of forget about it, right? Or purchase it and then their life kind of gets hectic. And so in order to get people to finish the program, you need them to start the program. And that's where an onboarding sequence can really help with compliance. And compliance, I mean like actually following through with the purchase, right? Taking the program, finishing it. So in an onboarding sequence, I recommend having that welcome, having that data gathering opportunity with a survey or some kind of like survey form thing to get information. And then third, instigating a compliance sequence, which shows them exactly how to access the course content, where to begin, give them important dates and information if that's a thing that is pertinent to your course, if there's any live delivery, and then periodically sending automated emails to check in on them. Now, depending on your course platform, you can get pretty fancy with this. But you don't have to, right? You can do a time-based email sequence in any platform just by saying like a week after purchase, send them this email. 2 weeks after purchase, send them this email. And just kind of check in with them, see how they're doing, see if they're on track with the program, see if they have any questions. That's a really great way to kind of keep your program top of mind, as well as remind them of any live events or calls or things that they should be aware of within the delivery of the program. Now, if you have a more sophisticated system, like I do with Kajabi, I create automations based on completion. So you can say when they complete module one, send this automated email. When they finish this assessment, send this email. And what's really nice about that is it creates that custom journey. So if somebody has already watched 3 modules by the end of week one, you're not sending a week 2 email that's like, hey, welcome to module 2. And they're like, I'm on module 4. Like, where are you? And so when you have a self-paced course, I recommend having a course platform that you can create those individualized automations based on course completion. And that's one of my favorite things that I do within Kajabi. is really creating that unique journey based on their own completion. Something else that I greatly recommend that Kajabi is able to do as well is when people haven't logged in a certain period of time, it sends them a reminder email. And you can create an automated email that when they haven't logged in for 15 days or whatever you want it to be, then send them an email and say, hey, we miss you. We haven't seen you in a moment. Have you had a chance to log in and check out the next module? Or hey, come back and let's chat about it. Or hey, do you need some help? Click here to schedule a one-on-one call with one of our certified coaches to get some support. And this can really be an opportunity to not only re-engage clients, but also provide that white glove customer service that's going to keep people coming back for more. Life happens. Your students are going to have interruptions in their learning. But when you can create automations that keep them moving forward, that's what's going to create a better experience for them, as well as take that off of your plate of having to remember that Jenny hasn't logged in a while and you should send her an email, right? When you can really engineer these things up front, then you don't have to remember how to do them or remember to do them in real time. So the first one was creating upsells, downsells, and cart abandonment emails. The second one was creating a client onboarding process. And the third, and this one, again, I think is very underutilized, saying that from going through many high ticket, big box course creators programs that don't have this, surprisingly, and that is an offboarding sequence or an offboarding automation. So like onboarding is when somebody purchases something, offboarding is when they complete something. And this can be whether like it's a time-bound container and it's over and so there's an offboarding there, or maybe they complete the program. What does that look like if it's a self-study? So really thinking about your customer journey, your client journey, how they move through your program, how can you create an empowering experience for their offboarding? Oftentimes, this is, again, something we forget about or don't even think about going into it because, again, you want them to buy it, you want to deliver it, and whatever happens from there happens. But having a really well-designed offboarding experience can leave somebody with a really positive experience as well as improve your completion rates and your testimonial rates and all sorts of things. So there's a few key things that I would recommend having in an offboarding. One is to have one in general, right? When somebody gets to the end of a program, or if they're at the end of their time-bound option, having some kind of process for them to go through that helps kind of usher them into the next phase in working with you. Options that you can have in here is an on-sell, right? If you have like a 12-month group coaching program, offering them another to like re-up at a discount is a great way to kind of transition into that offboarding, giving them another opportunity to continue working with you or some kind of on-sell. In a DIY course, if this is positioned within a client journey that has an upsell afterward, when they get to that point in the program, really initiating that upsell into the next program is a great way to be, like something that you can utilize in that offboarding sequence. So when it's like, hey, congratulations, you finished this. Now, if you want to keep working together, we have this group coaching program that you can join, blah, 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 right? And kind of initiate the sale into the next thing, which would then support them as well, because then they continue to get support with you. So that's one thing that you can utilize it for. But in the event that they are choosing not to move forward with you, which is completely fine and has no bearing on you as a course creator, it's just where that person is at in that journey, creating an empowering experience for them so they know what comes next. So for example, if you have a group coaching program where they will lose access, or something that is time-based where they will lose access, make it crystal clear what exactly they're losing access to. I went through a group coaching program with a big box course creator who I was losing access to things, but it was not clear what specifically we were losing access to. And I had to send multiple emails and post in the group to try to figure out what I was losing access to. They were not clear on this at all. And there were some things that I was keeping and some things that I wasn't. And so it was not clear whatsoever what I was retaining access to and what I needed to complete before I lost access. And ultimately, that left me with a bad taste in my mouth for that creator, and I have not purchased anything with them since. And it's because I did not feel empowered leaving their program that I didn't want to work with them again. And so this is really an opportunity to send people off with a good taste in their mouth so they continue to utilize what they learned from you, potentially buy things from you in the future, and refer other people to you because they had a good experience. So be clear, clear is kind, thank you, Brené Brown, about what they're retaining access to, what they're losing access to, like all of the logistics of your relationship ending, of their time in your program ending. And if there is any retention, making sure that they have all the information that they need for that information, as well as like giving them an opportunity to purchase any additional access if that's something that you want to offer to them. Another thing that you absolutely should have in an offboarding sequence is another data gathering opportunity. This is a great way to say, hey, if you have a quick moment, please answer the following questions. I will send you some kind of gift afterward because we love bribing people for their data. But ultimately, it serves you and it can leave them with a really nice parting experience by doing this. And so, for example, in one of my DIY courses, when you complete the program and you complete the survey, I will send you a small gift at the end to thank you for that and as a token of your completion of the program. Another thing you can do is give like a certificate if that's something that is valued in your industry, but things like that. So this exit survey should ask them what did they learn in the program? How have things improved since they began the program? And you can even send them the answers to their entry survey so that they can kind of compare and see that before and after. And what this will do is it will give you client feedback, which is very important. And I recommend multiple opportunities for client feedback throughout the process. But it will also give you an automated mechanism for capturing testimonials. One of the biggest struggles I see people have around capturing testimonials is that they have to ask for them. And I don't know about you, but I hate asking for testimonials. I feel so weird asking, but by creating an automation that asks for me, I don't have to remember to ask. I don't have to feel weird asking. So by having an exit survey, you give people an opportunity to give you that feedback as well as give you like a testimonial that you can then use in your marketing moving forward. So by automating that in your offboarding, you can gather that data and send them off with a nice gift or something to say thank you, even if it's just like a thank you card in the mail, like something really simple to kind of wrap your time up together and leave them with a positive experience moving forward. Other things that you can include in offboarding is offering them an opportunity to make an affiliate commission. If they refer your program to anybody, you would offer them like a bonus for that or anything else that sees fit if they do not want to move forward with your next program, but still keeping that relationship open and giving people an opportunity to refer you and give you a testimonial so that you have that moving forward. So there you have it. Three of my favorite automations that are often overlooked, but can really make a difference in your client experience and in your business. The first is adding those upsells, downsells, and cart abandonment emails. The second one is creating a really intentional client onboarding experience. And the third is creating a client offboarding experience. All three are heavily underutilized, but can really make a difference. So if you have any questions, let me know on Instagram at @jess.oconnell_. And I will see you on the next episode. Have a good one.